Thursday, Parshas Vayera, Shir Tetz.
Daf Gimel, Amid Aleph, the two dots. Minyana de Reisha Lemute Mai. Minyana de Seifa Lemute Mai. Ishtet in the Reisha. Isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim. Isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim. So it's the minion of the Reisha. It's clearly coming Lemute. Minyana de Reisha Lemute Mai. Minyana de Seifa Lemute Mai. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. Anyone need a pen? Gabriel, you have a pen?
In the paper. In the paper. Gabriel, it's Baderach. Paper's Baderach.
Zokta Pnei Yeshua. That, according to the Yishalmi, maybe you could say that this question's not Shver. Because the Yishalmi says that there's a Havamino, that it's going all three of them together. Kasef, Shtar, and Bia. So it says to Yerushalmi, Loi soif davar shloshton, el afilu echad mehen. Even one of them, we mentioned this Yerushalmi in the beginning of this man, and the Tosfos Riyah Zochin also is miramis to that, when he says, Ishnei Shalosh Drachim, echad migimol drachim, one of three ways. So maybe that's why it says Shalosh, though it's not one way of doing all three of them together. It's three separate ways, says the Pnei Yeshua. Still, the fact that you use a minion, the minion is usually meant to say these three and not a fourth. It's coming to be mamayet something else. But you see from the Shalom, there's a havamina that all three of them, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, were necessary. Apparently, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, each one kind of like addresses a different element when it comes to Ishus. So what's the minyan of the reisha? The mutei minyan of the reisha. Zok the gemara. Minyan of the reisha. The mutei chupa. Ule rav huna dama chupa koine mekal v'choymer. The mutei mai. The mutei chalipin. Says the gemara, it's coming to the mait chupa. That only these three work and chupa doesn't work. What do you mean chupa doesn't work? We do chupa. What does that mean chupa doesn't work? Answer is, we do chupa for nisuin. Here is a havamina that chupa is going to work for kiddushin. Says the Gemara, chupa does not work for kiddushin. Chupa koine. Chupa is koine mikal vechoime. Lemutei mai. Says the Gemara, lemutei chalipin. Now, why does Rav Huna hold that chuppa works? Kal v'chayim. The Gemara, this Rav Huna is a Gemara later on in Daf Hei Amud Aleph. It would be worthwhile to look at the Gemara. We're going to get there, Beis Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya. Apparently, our Gemara is telling us clearly, what is the makar for Rav Huna? Kal v'chayim. I think if you look at the Gemara over there, it's mashma something else. That even Rav Huna, it's not necessarily learned from a Kal V'Chomer, it's learned from something called a Tzad Hashove. A Tzad Hashove is when you try to learn from a Kal V'Chomer, but there's a Piruch on the Kal V'Chomer, so you bring in something else, and you learn it from there, the Piruch on that Kal V'Chomer, so you go back to the first one, and you say a Tzad Hashove Shebehem. What? Baba Kama. For example, we had it in Baba Kama. We use the Tzad Hashove of all of them. What does it say? Tzad Hashove Shem Shadarkon LaHazik. Shmirasan al Moincho, not Moincho. Shmirasan Alecho. Here's the Chav Mazik. That's a Tzad Hashove. So the Gemara says it's a Kal V'Chomer, but it seems later on to be a Tzad Hashove. We have to see what the Pshat is when we get there. Okay. So according to Rav Huna, that says chupa is koni mekal v'chayim lemutei mai lemutei chalipin. Salkadai techamino hayo v'gomar kicha kicha mistei efron mastei efron bekanyim amasadim mekanyim v'chalipin av ishanam mekanyim v'chalipin kamash malon. Kamash malon doesn't work. V'em hachanami. So why taka doesn't work? Sounds like a great havamino. Oh, chalipin is not pachas mishav apruta vi pachas mishav apruta loy mekanyo. Nafsha different gyrses in the Gemara. We'll see. Zok the heilig Rashi. Minyan deresha gimel drachim, minyan deseifa v'koynes atzum mishnei drachim. Lemutei chupa, she'masra lo avia l'chupa l'shem kedushin, eina mekudeshes v'kach. This seems to be a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says the case of lemutei chupa is if her father gives her over l'chupa l'shem kedushin, she's not mekudeshes with that. A lot of interesting diukim. The Achronim pick apart the Rashi. But the main diuk is a glaring diuk. Why are we talking about a case where the father gives her over? And I think it's not just Rashi. The Tosfos Riazakin is also talking about that case. Take a look in the Tosfos Riazakin. On the side of your Gemaras, all of us that don't... You have it? Ah, Baruch Hashem. Chuppah she'im masra. L'chuppah l'shem kedushin loy mahani. What does masra mean? Given over. What do you mean, given over? Who's giving her over?
Father.
So the Matiz Riazakin is a little bit more cryptic, but l'chayra means masra is masra via l'chuppah. That is the pshat of Rashi and the Tosfos Riazakin. However, if you look in the Tosfos Rid, now Tosfos Rid, some of us have in the fancy Gemaras in the back. If you don't have it, I'll read it to you. The Tosfos Rid is there on the other side of the Tosfos HaRosh. Those of you that have the Tosfos HaRosh should have also Tosfos HaRid. If you don't, it's just like five words in the Tosfos Rid. You don't need more than that. He says, "Lemute chope, pirish." Impirish talisoi aleha l'shem kedushin. I read it to you again. Lemute chope pirish. Impirish talisoi aleha l'shem kedushin. What does the Tosfos Rid not mention? The father. So to me, it sounds like we got some sort of discrepancy, maybe machloikas, between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid.
Maybe Tosfos Rid is just telling you what chuppah is. There's like five different options.
Okay, but it's interesting that he doesn't say anything about the father.
He's focusing on the chuppah, not the...
Yeah, okay. It's just
it.
Yeah. Well, just interesting.
But Rashi and Tosfos chuppah is...
The type of chuppah he holds it is, not necessarily...
Right. But he should say, if the father gave... If you need the father to give her, it just sounds like any time it's Perish Tarisa, I love the shame chuppah, it doesn't have to be the father.
It doesn't make any... If Talisa, it doesn't have the shash or anything that we come on.
Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. The Vaila... But the Vaila, he also says something else, which is what Yossi's pointing out. He tells us, gives insight in what chuppah is. He says, chuppah is pirish talisoi aleha. So there's two discrepancies between Tosfos Rid and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say what chuppah is. He just says, machniso l'chuppah, whatever that is, the shame kedushin. And he just says, also, person, there's a shame kedushin, right?
Chuppah means something. Chuppah is the covering.
We'll have to see what it is exactly. Could be it's not a covering necessarily. We'll see. Let's see. So we'll start over here. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to go in order. There's a lot of different possibilities here. The first is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, why does Rashi say that the case is Masra Avia L'Chuppah L'Shem Kedushin? Why are you talking about the father? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because the makar for chuppah in the Torah, where does it say the concept of chuppah in the Torah? In the Pasuk, Esbiti Nosati Leish Hazeh. That's the makar for chuppah. So it happens to be talking about what case? Talking about a father giving over his daughter. Nairo. So therefore, Rashi just mentions that case. Is it anything particular about this case that's specifically over here we're talking about? Or it just Rashi just wants to reference the Pasuk and that's it? Nothing more than that. Lefi the Pnei Yeshua. Can there be any significant machlokes between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid? No, because Rashi isn't really saying anything. He's just saying the Pasuk is from over there. Tosfos Rid agrees the Pasuk is from over there. Why does Rashi do that? That's what Rashi decided to do. Tosfos Rid decided not to do it. Okay. But the Machna says this is a doichik in Rashi. Why would Rashi feel necessary to talk about the same case that the Pasuk's talking about? If it's lav dafka that case, why are you mentioning that for? Comes along the Machna, and the Machna says a dover nifla. Says the Machna atayipshat. He says, Einoch anami. You have the same hava amino, that chuppah will be koina when the girl does it herself. But right now, Rashi's talking about limu'ute chuppah. Tell me chuppah does not work. And you could only say that with a certainty in the case when the father gives her over. But if she does chuppah herself, then you can't say with a certainty, Einu Mekudesh, even if you argue on Rav Huna. Listen carefully. It's just a short cheshvan, which is as follows. What is chuppah? says the Tosfos, says the Makne, it's yichud. Chuppah is yichud. Now, if chuppah is yichud, so where are the Edim?
Outside.
Outside. Now, we have a concept, says the Makne, which I'll show you different makaris for, of hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. So now, one of the ways that we know for sure Isha is Niknis is how?
Bia.
So if you have the Edom outside, there is a chshash. Shema yavo yaleha. So therefore,
it's assumed. Not chshash. It's assumed.
So, well, there's different situations. We have over here, for example, in the case of an arusa, it says, by arusa, kivin shemiyachad ima vadai bo aleha. If they're already arusa, so that's why we're very careful when people are engaged to make gedarim and things like that, because we don't want them to be alone. Because we're choshesh, liboy gaspa, and it could be, it lead to difficult situations. So, so over here, says the Makne, even if it doesn't work, as chuppah, which we translate as yichud, but maybe it'll work as bia.
What happened to not switching?
Oh, well, we'll get there. Good.
You could allow to jump straight to Nisuan without doing Kiddushin.
We're not jumping straight to Nisuan. We're doing bia is Kiddushin. Bia is Kiddushin.
Can we say, in the end of the day, it's anyhow bia?
If he's doing the chuppah l'shem kedushin, then the bia that they're doing is not l'shem kedushin.
Oh, so we'll see. Hold on a second. He said the following thing. The Gemara says that what happens if a man divorces his wife and then he spends a night together with her? So then we assume that they're what? Not divorced anymore. They're remarried. Why? We're assuming that his das was for Kiddushin. So too over here, if the chuppah doesn't work, we're going to assume he wants to be mikudeshes with what? With bia. So therefore, do we know that they did bia?
No.
So there's a suffix. I mean, we could ask them, but maybe we won't believe it. I don't know. But there's a suffix. So even though chuppah is not koine midin chuppah, it'll be koine midin what? It didn't bia. However, so therefore, how could you ever say chuppah ain't a koine?
It's not chuppah.
Hold on, good. Hold that. Don't say it again. Not yet.
Hold on.
It'll be a suffix. So Elamai, if the father is the one giving over the daughter, now the father is the one who's in control of how they're getting married. The father gave her over for what purpose? What type of kiddushin? He's in no way maskim that his daughter should get married with bia. So now can we be choshish that maybe they decided to do bia? No. So if chuppah doesn't work, ain't a koine.
Why are you not choshish?
Yeah. Now, I was pointing out, maybe the taka was bia. The same subject that was bia, but this bia won't be kiddushin. Why not? Because you don't have the father's consent.
Once he completes the yichud, the father doesn't have a say in the matter anymore.
No, why not?
Because now he's
koine
her.
It won't be koine her, because she's a ketana. It can't be koine about korcha.
He said do yichud, and now
you can do work. It doesn't work.
The father will only allow kiddushin of yichud, but there is no kiddushin of yichud. We're holding chuppah is not koine. So right now she's not married. So now he says, okay, I'll marry her with bia. Well, I wasn't asking him to marry with bia.
So how does he explain
chuppah
according to
Rav Huna? No, we're going according to that holds chuppah ain't koine, not like Rav Huna.
But he's saying
not like Rav Huna. We're coming to say that if you hold not like Rav Huna, then you're going to be vaday ena mekudeshes. If you hold like Rav Huna, you're mekudeshes because of what? The chuppah. True. If you hold not like Rav Huna, so but if the Isha herself is the one doing the chuppah, then you're going to be suffik mekudeshes, even not like Rav Huna because of the bia. But now it's the father, and it's even meduik a little bit in Rashi, my friends. You hold off your questions. I want to hear your kashas. Remember your kashas. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, she masur la'avia the chuppah, im masur la'avia the chuppah l'shem kedushin. Why does it say Masula via l'chuppah? The father gave over for kedushin. He let him choose whatever kedushin he wants. Does the father always have to tell the husband how to marry his daughter? He said, listen, you want to marry my daughter? Marry her. It's gate me on how you marry her. He's masula kedushin. Why does he say Masur the Chuppah l'shem Kedushin? Masur the Kedushin. The answer is he dafka wants Chuppah. No, I'm not maskim. I'm not maskim to be a. No, no, you're not married. My daughter is not that type of girl. Rav Mangin amanda makarish bebia. We always said bia Kedushin bebia is not considered to be refined. He's not maskim. That's the Masur the Chuppah dafka.
Why is it only Sfarim? Wasn't part of the father to protect his daughter?
I guess not. I guess not.
What's the case where it's only Safek Kedushin where they don't want to admit the bad people?
Yeah, so, okay, it's a good question. Hold on, hold on. I want to hold that question also. Rabbi said, I just want to fear eyes. The Fizet's going to be Gar Gishmak. What do I mean? Because who argued on the Rashi? So he says, Zrid. And he said, what is Yichud? What's Chuppah? Paras Talit, is it Yichud?
No.
No, it's not Yichud. So you have a Havamin that there's going to be a second type of Kedushin over here that's going to happen at the same time? No, everyone, the Edom are standing there. It's just Paras Talisai. So if he him, you don't have to come on to the case where the father gave it over. But Rashi Lishitasai that we're saying holds that Chup is Yichud. Then you're going to have to say this case. It's beautiful.
But how does, I don't
right,
understand,
yes?
If you define Chuppah this way, how do you talk about Rahuna here? You just said, okay, this is the word, this is, when we talk about Chuppah, we're talking about Yichud Royal Bia.
According to Rashi, Chuppah means Yichud Royal Bia. According to Isis Rid, Chuppah means Paris Taliso Yalel.
So how is Rashi going to explain Ravuna?
What do you mean?
Because now what did Ravuna say? Now, basically what Rashi Chuppah said, the way that Rashi learns the Gemara is, okay, so what did three, so we said three things to exclude what? To exclude Chuppah.
Right.
And, but no, but what are you going to do with Ravuna who says Chuppah?
Right.
Who says Yichud Royal Bia? So what, according to Ravuna, is the case of the Mishnah? It's Kesef Shtar, right, Yichud Roy Labia and Bia.
Right.
Why in the world would I say Bia if I said Yichud Roy Labia?
That doesn't work.
No, Yichud.
Right, but it doesn't make sense to say Bia.
Why? If it's going on to Bia. If it doesn't,
why would I?
Okay.
But why does it do say Bia? All I mean is Yichud Roy Labia. Because the Yichud Roy Labia without the Bia works. Right.
How do you know
Bia
works? Bia. No, it is Bia.
Why do I? If I did Bia, I did Yichud Roy Labia.
How can you be Yichud Roy Labia if you can't be Boiler?
So, I need yes,
you're asking a good question. This is a sugya later on where the Gemara asks, it says three, not four. What's the four? What's the three? You really have to see the Gemara there. Okay? You have to see the Gemara there and see how it works. And we have to deal with the Kedushin. I'm going to say an answer to your question, okay? I'm going to answer your question.
If Rashi wants a case that doesn't work, then you could say a case that's without the father. You're right, it might be something you should know. It could be a chuppah, still doesn't work.
Okay, so good. So we have, I want you to help me with the kashas. I think you had a kasha also. I want to help with the kashas. There's a bunch of kashas here on the makna. It's a beautiful pshat. It's gorgeous. But let's try to like analyze it. Number one. I forgot. What did you say before? Before. Yeah, before. Number one, just ask them. Just ask them. We're not going to believe them. They said we did do bia. We didn't do bia. The Kedushin is like, it's, or maybe afterwards, maybe one of them doesn't want anymore. One of them said that they did, I guess. No, maybe one says, one's going to say we're not married. The other say we are married. One says there was bia. The one says, listen, I hate this guy. I don't want to be married to him.
You can't know what's going on there.
You can't trust them because they switch.
Ask them to have some crazy. No,
switch Kedushin. They ain't the crazy for the Yehudi.
You guys
switch Kedushin.
What?
Yeah, it works. That works.
You guys just...
That's how it works. All
ADs are just ADs.
Okay, Rabbi Say. What?
Once she walks in, she must be a
chuppah. She must be a subcategory of bia.
Well, it's not, because you could do also yichud. Not bia. So obviously there's something there.
What'd you say?
Even saw a woman, married woman, go into a room with another guy for X amount of time.
Only with kinu and stira. That's not.
She's also without it. Only kinu and stira she drinks. She's also without it.
No, she's not.
Why is some chuppah?
But anyway, there's...
Hey, according to the Sefer Makneh.
Right. We're only saying it's a suffix. We're not saying it's a vada. So they won't be believed to say that they didn't do it.
Not be friends.
No, if they want to say that they're not Mekudeshes, and then they don't need a get, and they don't want to get married, even though they wanted to get married a minute ago, so then they won't be. No, it's now that she need a get, she'd be also to a kind if she wants to marry someone else. Okay, that's good.
Rebbe, according to Sridda Chuppah is a talis, Mafresh talis, who said it's Yichud.
It's not.
So then how does Mr. Magnus Cheshbon work?
It doesn't. That's why the Torah doesn't say the Cheshbon. That's why he says not the father. That's why he doesn't have to do the father. That's why, it's exactly why. It's Lishitasa that he... We have another question over here. Okay, that question wasn't a good question. Another question over here on the Machne. The question is, what... The Maisa, all we're coming to say is chuppah zeyna koina. It means the chuppah mitzad the chuppah zeyna koina. You're coming to tell me that maybe there'll be a different kinyan, a kinyan of bia. So Rashi's coming lafuke that this other. Why do we have to get involved in that? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Why is that a discussion? Why does that?
The day she's mekadosh, it's not.
But chuppah zeyna koina. But chuppah zeyna koina. You're right. Maybe. The chuppah is not a kinyan. Chuppah ain't a koina. The chuppah is not koina. Is it something else? What must be sure?
I said in front of the Adam,
there will be an afkamino. There will be an afkamino. Yes, it will, because it won't be suffix. Something else, if you're Sovek Kedushin, not a Vadai Kedushin. Okay. So there's a Nafkamina, it's still a major Nafkamina.
And that doesn't work. That wouldn't work.
We literally just said it.
Let's just say there's a weird
kid. Why should it work?
I would say I have one more question. Anyone have any other questions?
Yeah, switching the Kedushin.
Oh, that's the last question. And this question, the B'nai Chayil asked the question.
Switching the.
He says the following thing. Are they intending on being Mekudeshes with Bia?
Well, yeah.
No, it started off.
Started as a chuppah.
Wait, who cares? That now she decides to have das.
Are they intending on being mekudeshes with bia? No, they're intending to be mekudeshes with chuppah. They're intending on being mekudeshes with chuppah. So their kavana is mekudeshes with one type of kedushin. That one doesn't work. So now they do bia. So we have a svar of Ein Adam Oseh Bilaseh Bilas Nus, says the B'nai Chayil. If a man thinks that right now he's not married and now he's doing bia, what's his kavanah going to be to do this bia? Shem Kedushin. But if a man thinks he is married, why does he think he's married? Because he thought Chuppah's Kedushin, right? So now he's doing bia, but he's not having kavanah to do bia l'shem Kedushin.
So.
Okay, but there's no, but there's still no das kedushin.
How are you looking?
He's trying to do a ma'isa chuppah. I would say in a chenavi chuppah won't work, but now we have a suffic kedushin mikoyach the bia, but it's not a kedushin.
When a person does bia, when there's heinei didichud heinei deid bia, is it shot is that because he's been engaged to this girl and that's why he's doing bia because he knows that he wants to be mekadosh to her, and it's not bia just because he wasn't mekadosh to her. In this girl, in this type of situation, he would want to be Mekadosh with this type of bia.
No, but he's already Mekadosh. He thinks he's Mekadosh something else. So he's not thinking of this being as a Maisa Kedushin.
Maybe it's
bia. There ate a bia. There was a bia, but not the same Kedushin.
Not in this moment.
Not the same Kedushin.
The same Nisuin, though.
Because he had to ask for a different Kenyan. So he's not thinking about this.
He did it work, but then all of a sudden, No.
Not that they're going to switch. But they're doing it anyway.
But he's doing
it anyway. His intention to do something
else.
So it won't work.
Is that going to be his nos?
No. What? No, he's saying, because we saw over there, and on the Maisa Bilas Bilas Nos. We're saying, that's only over there where you don't think you're doing another Maisa Kedushin. Maybe you think you're doing another Maisa Kedushin.
He's not doing the Suin.
No, he's not.
Because he thought he was taking Kedushin with Chuppah.
No, it's happening at the same time. Chuppah is the Yichud.
But only if you're having in mind.
Now that he didn't have in mind.
Why is it a Safi Kedushin?
That's what I'm saying. It's not Bias Nus. It could either be Bias Kedushin or Bias Nisun. It's not Bias Nus.
It's not Nus, but it's not Bias Kedushin.
It would be a Nisun.
That's not Kedushin. It's not Bias Nisun. That's not Das for Kedushin.
What?
He has no Das to be the Kudeshus with this Bias.
You just said he has no Das during the
Bias
for Kedushin.
He doesn't have Das during the Bias for Kedushin. Then why is he Mekudeshes?
It doesn't matter whether he did it or not.
In a Chalam, he doesn't think of Bias Nus, but he doesn't think he's doing a Maisa Kedushin right now. He thinks he's just living with his wife. What? That doesn't mean it's a Bias Kedushin. It just means it's not a Bias Nus. As far as he's concerned, he thinks he's living with his wife. It's not a Bias Nus. He doesn't think it's a Bias Nus. Rabbi Say, let me make it clear. Rabbi Say, can you help me out for a second here? Let's say a man marries his wife. He gives her a ring. And
They're living together for already a year. And then they found out that the ring was stolen. He bought it. I bought a stolen ring. So if he bought a stolen ring, what does that mean? That the ring was never really his. It was never really his. He's not married. What should he do now? No. He wasn't. He didn't do any. He didn't do. He's not chayv misa. He was boil a pnuya. It's not chayv misa, right? So what should he do? He should be mekadosh her again. He should be mekadosh her again. He was boil her.
Yeah, but he thought he was married.
Ain't no the way nus. Yeah, because it's not a bilas nus, but that's not a bias kedushin. So even if you're living with her, but you didn't do a bias kedushin. You thought you were living with your wife. A bias kedushin means we are now getting married. It's a kinyan. I didn't think I was doing a kinyan. So over here, he thought the yichud was the kinyan. Now in the course of the yichud, he did bia, but that's not going to be a kinyan.
Don't we say that you always need to finish off the bia?
The whole svara.
Nisuin is yichud. Nisuin is chuppah.
So this couple will go straight to marriage.
Yeah. This is going to work exactly. We'll have to see. But okay, Rabbi Sai.
It's not a kedushin or a star that's worth a shavar prutah. It's not a kedushin
either way.
Why would that not be the same case?
So we had a case where the star was worth a shavar prutah, and the star was puzzle. Can you use the kesef? And there, it's the same type of thing, right?
No, it's different.
What's the difference?
Those both work. This only one would work.
No, what happens if the shtar doesn't work for some reason? So then let the kesef work. So over here also, the chuppah doesn't work, let the bia work.
You still have das to be mekudesh. Over here also, he has das to be mekudesh with chuppah. He thinks it is though.
The shame kedushin. Masra lo avia, the shame kedushin. Who cares? This shtar is not a good kedushin. It's the same thing. I have kavana for kedusha.
Not with the bia.
You don't need das for the bia. The same way we said by shtar, or we have to see what's going on over there by shtar. I have das for this shtar. This shtar is messed up, but I could use the kesef in the shtar. So this chuppah is messed up. I could use the bia in the chuppah.
It's not the same action.
What?
There he still has to say harayam kedusha. He still thinks I'm going.
I'm doing the chuppah the same kedusha.
But it's not one action.
Rabbi is saying it won't work because it's using a different vehicle. Shah is the same vehicle, a different vehicle, but there's more. It's even more than that. Hold on. Why do you want to?
Because when you do a bia, what do you say? Harei miskadesh asli biyazu, because they don't see it. When you do it with chuppah, you're saying harei mikudesh asli chuppah zu, because they're walking the actual action.
Could be. I say another knei Rabbi Sai, which is as follows: by shtar and kesef, they're happening simultaneously. Yeah, I mean kadosh with this. It's either going to be a kedusha shtar or kedusha kesef. The yichud. His pashta is going to be over before the bia. So he thinks that Mekudesh is already. And then afterwards he does the bia.
He has to have started the bia
the moment he walked in. Because Yichud Roy La Bia, that means you're saying if there was a bia a minute later.
He doesn't actually have to happen. He doesn't have the ability.
I understand that. But he's only doing the bia after.
He wants to do the bia as a suin after he finishes the kedushin. He's waiting for the kedushin. The kedushin is over, now I'm doing the suin.
I don't know.
Okay, Rabbi Sai. Comes Rav David Pivarsky.
What if a guy who can't do Yichud goes into Yichud? That's a good question. Then he can never go in and have Bia.
So that's what that's the Yosef is.
But actual Kedusha Bia, regular Kedusha Bia, or that's for Kedusha Bia, they don't actually have that Bia?
No.
Yes, they do. Sure they do. Absolutely. Yes, they do.
They could be tricking themselves with all lies
that
they're married.
Absolutely. That means that they're the Edom, that there was a Bia. But they could lie. He could also say this is a Shava Pruta and put it on her finger and then it's not a Shava Pruta and he lied.
Not true. Not true. He killed people. He killed women.
Right.
Edom don't see extra Bia. You can't kill a woman because of such a Bia.
Yaakov, it's a nice Svara, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Okay. What? Yaakov, it's a nice Svara. You're wrong. It's irrelevant. You're wrong. We're not going to argue about this now. I'm just telling you, you're wrong. Now, Rabbeisai. Rabbeisai, we got to get moving. We got more to do. Give me a second. I just want to mention one more Svara, and then I want to get to Reb David, which is basically David Shore's Svara. He was saying the following thing, I think. He was saying that maybe by Yichud, which is similar to what Yossi Glatz was saying, maybe Yichud and Bia maybe will work if one doesn't work, because the Be'etzem really the same mechanics. Because Yichud is a Yichud. Why does Yichud need to be Roy Labia? Stab? The Yisoid of Yichud Roy Labia is that it's also we'll call it a Tchilas Maisa Bia. It's a Yichud Hashem Bia. So the Bia itself and the Yichud are all working with the same in the same direction. Kesef and Shtar or whatever, those are two different kinyanim. So does Das for one work for the other? I don't know. But this is really basically Das for the same thing. Yichud and Bia is the culmination of Yichud. So if you have Das for Yichud, you have Das for Bia.
Why are they separate things? Why
oh, that can get back to Yossi's Shaila.
No, because you need Das.
Yeah, but how are they separate? Bechlal, they're really all one thing. We'll see. We're gonna try to answer that question also. Comes along with David Pivarsky and he says a different pshat. He has his own pshat. So far we had the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua, which is in a chanami, there's really no difference. It's just, it says that because that's what the pasuk is talking about. You have the pshat of the makna, which says, no, if we would be talking about the girl herself, it would be suffik mikudeshes mikoyach the bia. We have a whole hak. Does the bia work? Does it not work under the circumstances? Comes along, Rav David Pivarsky says, I have a different pshat. And he says the following thing. He says, what is Chuppah. Chuppah is Yichud. Who does the Yichud? They both do the Yichud. No one does it to each other. They are Miyached together. He says, maybe one comes first, the other one comes second. Maybe, I don't know, but Kipshutai, who does the Yichud? They're doing it together. So he says, in that case, we have a problem. The pasuk says ki yikach ish isha v'loy silokach isha le'ish.
He's focusing on his part.
So he asks a question. L'chayra, if the woman is being a part of the yichud, so she's also being a part of this. She's a 50-50 partner.
What's the problem with that?
This is how can Rav Huna have a hamamina that chuppah is going to be kedushin? We know every kedushin always needs ki yikach. What?
She's always a partner.
No, she's not. No. Not in the Maisa Kedushin.
No,
not in the Maisa Kedushin.
I give her things. I give her things, and therefore
she has no proactive part.
Less of her being a partner.
Yeah, she's not. She's not proactive. She's passive.
She doesn't take.
She doesn't take it. If she takes it, then not Mekudeshes. He has to give it to her. Okay, so that's passive. That's passive. Well, maybe also she's passive.
She's not anymore. You know what? He's not anymore. He's not any more active than her.
So let her walk into the room first.
So that's what he's assuming right now.
He's 64. He's more.
He's assuming.
Isn't there a clear cut to be that by
Chuppah? He is. We're focusing on his part.
So he's assuming not. No, he's assuming not. Assuming not. It's not. It's Yichud. Miyachad. They're Miyachad and Miyachad. He says afterwards, maybe because he goes in second, therefore he's like finishing the Yichud.
I would work better with the Chuppah. Chuppah is
Kishler. Right.
But it's a similar domain.
Yeah, that's symbolic. That's not the kinyan, though. The kinyan is the yichud. The chayre, the kinyan is the yichud. So says Rav David Bavarsky, that's why Rashi says the father is the one doing it, because now it's the father who is creating the yichud and not the girl. She is basically now just following instructions.
The father of the girl is just as good as the girl, as far as the husband doing it is concerned.
So hold on. So says the Dov Pavarsky, now we can have Avamino. Now it's Kikach Ish. No, beforehand, it wasn't Kikach, because before the woman was involved. Now the woman's not involved with Klal.
Why does it change anything? The father's taking the part of the girl.
Why does it change it? So the shadow's like this. The Pazik says, Kikach Ish. Who's got to do the Kikha?
The guy.
Not the other half. So whether it's her or it's
her father,
either way, he's not doing the whole thing. So what is the Tosis? What's sort of David Pomarsky saying? Vaistochais, he learns that's not the pshat. The pshat is not that the father has to do the whole thing, the man has to do the whole thing. The pshat is she cannot be involved. She cannot be involved. But if the father is in control, it's okay. Listen to this amazing thing I saw in Meir Simcha HaKoyen Midvin Tzdor Samech. On Yishalmi. He says, on Yishalmi, the Yishalmi says, how does an Isha get married with Shtar? Says the Yishalmi, the father of the girl writes a Shtar and writes, my daughter is married to you. What? I thought, Kisikach. Says Rabbi Simcha, that works because it's the father. If the girl would write it, it wouldn't work. Notice he's saying the whole din of Kiyikach is the Shikim. This is anti-feminist movement. That's what it is. The father's doing it, no problem. She can't do anything. So, but the father's not her. We thought maybe the pshat's kikach. He has to do the entire kicha. Comes Rav David Pavarsky, says it's not the pshat. Rav Meir Simcha agrees. Could be that the goyin argues the pshat and the yishami over there. We have to see. But akoponim, we're saying now pshat is. He's saying that it's just we cannot have the woman involved. She's not doing anything.
The father's
giving her over. She's just the object that the yichud is being done on. She's like holding her finger, and he's putting the ring on. She's just staying. The father's putting her into the yichud room. That's it.
The husband's doing a ma'aseh yichud with the father.
Doesn't mean she doesn't have to physically pick her up and put her in. What?
That's when he's doing the ma'aseh yichud with the father.
Yeah, in the kinyan, in the kinyan shabbat. Right, right, correct.
Howard,
what?
Let me talk about that. Howard Star works by Gadeo at 22 Shaman.
What'd you say?
Howard Star works by Gadeo at 22 Shaman.
Only with the husband rights.
Not the right part of the father rights.
That's right, that's right.
How does the Yisrael work by Gadeo? The Yisrael part never works.
It will never work for Kedushin. It only works for Nisuan. You're right, it only works for Nisuan. It won't work for Kedushin. Okay.
Now what's the case? He spreads the talis.
Yeah, he spreads the talis over.
Again, she does not.
Right, right, right. It's not yichud. It's peiris talisa yaleha.
Okay, what about if she's not involved?
If she's doing shtar when she's a gedola or a ketana, then the husband writes it. She doesn't write it. The husband writes it. You change who writes the shtar. It's a pella. You change who writes the shtar.
So what happens by what happens in nasna yivamaru? Is that mikvedeshes?
That's not mikvedeshes. There's a shiloh of when there's going to be all different types of cases. There's a shiloh. We have to see. We'll have to talk about it. It's good. When we get there, we have to see how any case when she has any involvement bechlal. If we're anti-feminist movement, how is that going to work? But we'll have to see. But I'll call upon him. Our boy side. I'm gonna end with one last knach here, which is
going.
Oh, he has to be more. There can't be 50-50. Can't be 50. It's yeah. He has to just be on top of it. We said that. Abaisai, Shari Shmuel is a whole different nekuda here, which is going to change the whole sugya. We're going to have to see. It's Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. And he says the following thing. We had a question. How are the mekudeshes? Why is she doing the kicha? He says, I'm going to tell you a new answer to this question. He says, you know, Rav Huna's Havamina, that chuppah works. We think that Havamina is, it's another type of Maisa Kedushin. You have a Maisa Kedushin of Kesef, Maisa Kedushin of Shtar, a Maisa Kedushin of Bia. Yossi Glatzer asked the question, if you have Bia, what's Chuppah? If you have Chuppah, what's Bia? In another form is going to be Chuppah. Says Moshe Shmuel, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. That's not what the Gemara means. Let's read the Rashi for a second. I'm going to show you where he says it. Rashi and Daf Hei Amid Beis. If you didn't see the Rashi inside, you'd have a hard time. Daf Hey Amud Beis. Turn to Rashi for a second. Rashi says, the top Rashi, Afani Avi Chupa Shekoine Ba'alma. This is Rav Huna speaking. You ready? Gavriel, you there? Hey Amud Beis. Afani Avi Chupa Shekoine Ba'alma, Shegoimeres Li Yarsho La Hafaris Nadareha. Yikne Namikan. It should work here also. That's whatever the discussion is over there. These last words are the important words. Yiknanamikan beloy erison. What does that mean? Rav Huna is saying that chuppah work without erison. That's what he wants to do. Wants chuppah work without erison? What would you say? He wants it to work as a form of erison. This is erison. Isn't chuppah, according to Rav Huna, the fourth type of erison? No. It's chuppah is koine beloy erison. Without erusin. So the havamina was, if I do chuppah l'shem kedushin, it's going to work without erusin. Says Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, chuppah is not a maisa kicha. It doesn't need to be a maisa kicha. Oh, so we have to know what it's doing in the that we have to figure out.
Why is it doing the Mishnah? We said that three is lamute, not four. We said not chuppah. Rav Huna says chuppah works.
So I would say, what's the pshat in Rav? That's going to be a shayla. Is chuppah going to do both? According to this, the chayra chuppah is going to have to do both.
Below
erusin. Below erusin. Go straight to nisun. What? Not erusin. It's kind of below erusin. Doesn't need erusin. Maybe not. Maybe he chose the word erison there intentionally. And it needs kedushin and not erison. The chuppah is kedushin. It's not erison.
Then this bio is not a problem.
The maisa kicha is the maisa erison.
Then the bio is not a problem at all.
We draw a married couple.
No, then
the whole topic of everything.
Only if it works. But if it doesn't work, so then you're not a married couple. But if it works,
why is Bia in our
marriage? He's coming to say, what? Bia is Erison if you don't do chuppah first.
Don't we say Bia goes into marriage?
What do you mean? If you do,
we're not worried that chuppah doesn't work.
No.
We're not worried.
Bia is just kedushin. Bia is just kedushin.
We're not worried.
If you do chuppah, you're thinking about nisuin. So then you could skip out on the erusin. You could skip out on the erusin. But what is erusin? According to this, what is erusin? Kesef, shtar, and bia does erusin. Chuppah doesn't do erusin. I'm reading you a Rashi, my friends. Read the Rashi. What? That's a good kasha. In other words, when the Gemara said lim ute chuppah, I would say, you know what Rav Huna answers? It's not lim ute chuppah. And Achanami, Isha Niknes is only with Kesher Shtambiyah. Chuppah does something else. That's what I would say. I have to see how the Gemara defends for Rav Huna. We have to see later on. We want to say Kedushin is not Erusin. Rabbi Sai, Daniel's asking it as a steerer. We're going to leave it at that because we have to see the sugi later on. We're going to have to see it there. But he's saying, over here, we're saying the chuppah is l'shem Kedushin. Over there, Rashi says chuppah is beloy Erusin, kani beloy Erusin. So it's interesting that Rashi does change his language. Rashi there says chuppah l'shem kedushin, doesn't say chuppah l'shem erusin. Over here says chuppah is kind of below erusin. Why did Rashi all of a sudden revert to language of erusin? I think that's not a coincidence. We have to figure out what the pshat is. But there's very interesting things. I can tell you that this Rav Moshe Shmuel is a massive chiddush, but I think it's practically mefurish Rashi. It says chuppah works below erusin. If you even look in the Tosfos, take a look, by the way, in a second in the Misoras Hashas. I'm sorry, in the Tosfos Riyah Zakin. I'll show you also Tosfos Riyah Zakin. Where is that? Tosfos Riyah Zakin. What'd you say?
Ah,
last chuppa is after Erison. So it's regular chuppa before you do any of the classic Erison.
Just say it is Erison. What do you mean below Erison? Chuppa is Kani, and it's Erison.
We're talking about his regular chuppa, which is usually done after Erison. This is below Erison.
It's not below Erison, it is Erison. It is Erison. What do you mean below Erison? You say without Kesef Shtar HaBia. It is Erison.
It's not a classic
Erison. Chuppah's
not Erison.
Chuppah's.
We want it to be
Erison. Take a look at the Tzvi Zakan and
Daf Hayam and
Aleph. Can you look at Tzvi Zakan and Daf Hayam and Aleph? The top, there's one Tzvi Zakan there, right in the beginning. Chuppah Koine. Says Tzvi Zakan, Chuppah Koine, Kinyan. Ke'erison. What do you mean, Kinyan Ke'erison? Toby, what does that mean? It's Kinyan Erison. It's Kinyan Erison. What does that mean? What do you mean we know? What does that mean we know? What does that mean we know? He's saying this is another Erison. It's not as an Erison, it is an Erison. So just say it's Koine Kinyan Erison. What does Kinyan K-Erison mean? You're making it sound like this is not Erison. You're saying, oh, those are the classics. What makes those the classics? Because you decided, because you're after post Rav Huna, you're post Rav Huna generation. Rav Huna says, excuse me, this is Erison. Four types of Erison. Kesef Shtar Bia Chuppah. Who said it's classic? Because today we decided it's classic? No, because it's not Erison. It is not Erison. How long can you deny the truth?
So why can't you write the suit?
Yeah. It's not the Gabriel, what do you say?
It could be that below Erison means both. Like, we don't need it.
We don't need Erison. And a Chalami. It's not Erison.
It's both.
Then it's not below Erison. It is Erison. Is it a Maisa Erison, yes or no?
No.
So then it's not below Erison. It is. It's then it is Erison. What are you saying? Below Erison. It is Erison.
It's a Maisa Erison.
But he's saying it is. I'm saying it's not. And he's saying it is.
Then normally, Chupa is Nisui.
What does that mean normally? Who decided normally? Chuppah is Erison and it's Nisuin. It does both. Is it a Kinyan Erison, yes or no? Is it a Kinyan Erison, yes or no? Okay, so it's a Kinyan Erison. Why say below Erison? Zelo Emet. Zelo Emet. Is that it's lying to the people. It's not without, it is.
Without,
what does that mean without?
It's a Maisa for Erison, that's what I'm saying.
Is it a Maisa Erison? So then what does it mean special? Is it a Maisa Erison, yes or no?
It's a Maisa that's accomplishing
Erison. Is it a Maisa Erison, yes or no?
It's not a Maisa of Erison.
Okay, so it's not. So it's not a Maisa Erison. It's not, no! It's not also. It's not a Maisa Erison.
Because you don't need Erison.
So it's not Erison. So you don't need Erison. That's what it says.
No.
So if it's not a Maisa Erison, I understand why you don't need a Kicha. Because only Erison needs a Kicha. This doesn't need a Kicha. It's not a Maisa Erison. Either it is or it isn't. Rashi says it's not. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue hopefully next week. I'd like to finish with a Dvar Torah thought on this week's parasha. You have a Chumash right over there. Yeah.